Fridays are awe-inspiring. Not quite. Fridays are awe-warning. No, Fridays are awesome. Welcome to Friday, October 17th. I'm Carl Azus with your commercial-free newscast from CNN. Hurricane Gonzalo is churning in the North Atlantic Ocean. Yesterday, it grew to Category 4 strength on the Saffir-Simpson scale, which measures a hurricane's sustained wind speed. Category 4 brings winds of 130 to 156 miles per hour. It can cause catastrophic damage. Last night, forecasters predicted Gonzalo would brush by the island of Bermuda, but they weren't sure of its path, so a direct hit is possible. Bermuda's under a hurricane warning. Damaging winds, heavy rains, and flooding are expected. Gonzalo already hit the Virgin Islands Monday, but it was weaker then and caused mostly power outages and property damage.
But I can't foresee a case where we should reintroduce large ground combat forces into Iraq. But again, war is discovery. ISIL is a national security threat. If we get to that point, I'll make the recommendation.
General Martin Dempsey is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's the top U.S. military advisor to the president. And he's talking about a controversial point in the U.S.-led war against ISIL, or ISIS, the Islamic State terrorist group. President Obama has repeatedly said no U.S. boots on the ground, meaning he won't send U.S. troops into direct contact with ISIS, though hundreds are in Iraq now advising and helping others fight ISIS. But several experts are saying U.S. troops may be what's needed to ultimately defeat the terrorists.
Massive explosions in northwestern Syria. Activists say these are tunnels full of explosives being detonated by militants as clashes broke out between regime and opposition forces. Just the latest in escalating violence across Syria and Iraq. Around the besieged city of Kobani on the Syria-Turkey border, 21 coalition airstrikes, the largest number of strikes since operations began, finally stepping up attacks against ISIS positions to protect the town. But the White House still cautioning airstrikes can only have so much impact in Kobani.
That impact is constrained by the fact that there aren't forces on the ground that can follow up on those airstrikes to end that siege.
Pentagon officials say don't expect a change in strategy. They long warned U.S. air power could only do so much.
I also want to emphasize that no one is under any illusions, that airstrikes alone will destroy ISIL.
Iraq's Anbar province, the western approach to Baghdad, may be running out of time. ISIS has surrounded and is preparing to attack Al-Asad Air Base, one of Iraq's largest, according to security sources. If they succeed, ISIS will have a new cache of weapons. It comes as General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, holds the largest meeting of the coalition to date. 22 nations sending their military chiefs to Washington to review the war against ISIS. The U.S. has used Apache helicopters and AC-130 gunships at low altitude to virtually strafe ISIS forces. But ISIS continues to regroup and train for battle, raising the question once again, is there a solution?